Chodesh Halvodas, Tuesday night, Sha'a Bitochon, Perek Revi'i, Andaf Kuf Mem Dalid. He's talking about health, taking to your health. We spoke to him. You have to balance not relying on the doctors or on the vitamins or on the jogging or on the workout, and but you have to do it. And on the contrary, b'kasha yiftach al Hashem, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of page Kuf Mem Dalid, b'kasha yiftach al Hashem, as we learned in Hagdama, then yirapeu mechol yo b'siba u'beli siba. The doctor will say, hey, I can't understand it. We don't know exactly why it works by some people, why it doesn't work by some people. Ka'amro yishlach devoro v'yirpa'im v'yimaleit meshchitz osam. Everybody agrees that the refuah, most refuahs, sometimes it clicks, sometimes it doesn't click. You don't really know why. So your best chance is if your attitude is proper and you're relying on Hashem, not on the refuah. The efshar is possible. So you're apeu b'siba hamazika lo biyoser. Right? But I imagine when they first invented or discovered, I mean, the concept of an inoculation is exactly this. We look at it, the Chazal Rabbah is bringing down a nace. What do you bring down a nace for? Kvishi yadatim yiparshas alisha b'mayim ha-ra'im ka'amro b'mayim ra'im b'oritz m'shakala. So it was bitter waters there. She was sea like niskam b'melach. He threw in salt and the waters got sweet, potable, became potable. Why is the Chazal Rabbah bringing down nisim for? It's not our daily experience. What's the point? Okay, Shkoyach, Anais, thank you. We know Hashem could do Nisim. He's talking to people. He's talking to people in daily lives. Like what? I don't know. It must be that we experience this in our lives also. It's just not in such a blatant way. So what comes to mind immediately is the idea of an inoculation, that you actually inject yourself with the germ, with the bacteria, whatever it's called, bacteria, germ, with the thing that makes you sick, and from that is the refuah, and that's supposed to be a musahah skill to us. Like, what are you doing? And indeed, some people don't want to inoculate. They say, like, I mean, okay, I don't know. They say that the risk done by the inoculation is more than the koach refui. My point is that what we look at as a nais and we wonder why the Chavis Haldodas brings down my sinisim is not necessarily a nace. I don't think it was that long ago that they didn't really understand. I think to this day, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, they don't quite understand why aspirin is good for the heart, but they see that it is. They see you take aspirin every day. They don't understand so many things. I don't know how many things you could say to the degree that the Chavis Halvada says it, except inoculations come to mind, where you inject yourself with the machla. The kachomru by moro, by yoreo Hashem eitz, by yeslech el hamayim, by yimtiku hamoyim, umosru horishonim, Hashem yirtza osam, shehu eitz hadithli. First line on page Kuf Mem Hei. It was a wormwood, it was a wood that was very bitter or poisonous. Fedoma lo yisu dvelas te'enim, v'yimruchu al hashchin v'yechi. When Hashem wants it, they put, I don't know, a plaster made up of figs. Maybe that's like a lot of bacteria there. Chewed up figs, put it on your skin. It's not good, but that creates the refuah. I'm sure if we have a doctor here, any doctors here, they'd be able to give examples, right? You can give examples of things that, you know, maybe even logically would be dangerous, but that's from where the refuah comes. No, nothing offhand comes to mind. Inoculation comes to mind, right? Akoponim, his point is this for sure. You know, sometimes it works. You go to a doctor, you say, I took the antibiotic, it didn't work. He says, I don't know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. It doesn't always work. You know? You go do an operation. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So your best bet, he says, is to be Bofeach Bashem. We learned that in Paragimel. Now also was a tzaddik. Also said, Rufainu Hashem Bnei Rafei, as much as we say it, Shmona Esrei, you can be sure. You didn't skip that bracha. The pasuk is Magaleh to us. We don't know exactly what was the manifestation of it, but the pasuk is Magaleh that he relied on the doctors. Too much. He ended up lying doctors. I'll give examples, but the examples should not be taken as objective examples. Again, a person always has to weigh, you want to go to the best doctor. What will it do to your financial situation? What will it do, let's say you have to go to America, because that's where the best doctor is. So what's it going to do to the whole family? Like, these things are weighed. Now, again, I'm not saying everybody that would go to America for an operation is automatically flawed in their bitocho. But they might be. That's the type of thing where you indicate where your reliance truly lies, on Hashem or on the doctors. If you start doing crazy things, you make people sure that, you know, you got to get to this doctor, and you start, you obsess. So once your behavior becomes obsessive, you know you've stepped over the line, or you should know that you stepped over the line, and it's in the, what do we mean stepped over the line? You didn't violate an isser technically, but you indicated, you showed where your reliance truly lies. If you get fired from a job and you get depressed and you don't function, you become dysfunctional, can't get out of bed in the morning, you have to take antidepressants. So you thereby are indicating that to you what was sending you your parnasa was your job, not Hashem. And that's why you became depressed, because you lost your job. And that's very logical. So you showed your true colors. Now again, it's not like an aveira in the sense you're an evil person. You're talking is very, very hard, very difficult. It's made doubly and triply difficult by the Chavos Halevavos' insistence that we lead normal, that Hashem, not his insistence, by his insistence that Hashem wants us to lead normal lives and do everything that a normal person would do. And do it good, do it the merits, do it well. Someone sent me an email. I don't know who. I forgot who. I didn't answer it yet. I didn't get a chance to answer all my emails today. Talk about the full page ad and the half page ad. How do you decide? It's very difficult. And the answer is, the answer is really, I always answer people that as you work on your bitachon, if you truly are working on bitachon, you will be the best one to answer the question. And you will intuitively know if you're holding there and you feel comfortable about thinking about a half page ad, let's say, just as an example. You're cool. Like, you're just as calm and happy as if you, in fact, you're happier. You go out, you take your wife out to dinner with the money you saved, because you're fully happy with a half-page ad, and look how much money you saved. You didn't have to pay for a full-page ad. You got extra money in your pocket, so you take your wife out to dinner. But if you're sad, and you're nervous about next month's income, so then you should have taken out the full-page ad. There's no mitzvah to be sad and nervous and upset and anxious. There's no mitzvah. If you're going to be anxious and nervous, then take out the full page ad and work on your bitachon. And maybe 5 years from now or 6 years from now, you'll take out the half page ad. Unless an advertising expert tells you that there is a major difference. A full page ad catches the eye of an average person leafing through Meida Barama, let's say, and a half page ad doesn't. It just doesn't catch the eye. Then you can feel comfortable. You say, okay, Hashem wants me to do. You don't talk to advertising people. Don't talk to the Barama. They'll tell you, of course, that only the full page yet. Well, two pages, and then they'll start talking about color and the front cover and the back cover. Okay.
Did we see from here that if someone did something that was not the norm, jogging, whatever, but went beyond and did what's not the norm, does that make that person in a worse situation because they don't have,
well,
they lose a protection, so to speak, from a chef?
Well, okay, if someone does something that's not the norm, it means his bitachon is flawed. Now, first of all, most people's bitachon are flawed. To have perfect bitachon is like very, very high madrega. Chavilonova said in his Akdama that Hashem responds to your bitachon. So, it's true. The more flawed your bitachon is, the more Hashem lets you live with the vicissitudes of what goes on in the world. Not as an onus, right? Just as a normal, that's the way Hashem arranged things. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to go Viper tomorrow.